move on to the matter of David Richard Cuppy Jr. The court entered an order to show cause in this matter, directing the respondent to appear today. This was on a recommendation for disbarment from the DRB. Respondent has sent multiple submissions to the court, including today, matters that were sent to the clerk's office that were shared with the court, and the clerk made those available. They include emails in many cases with attachments dated February 7th, February 29th, March 6th, March 7th, two on March 11th, March 13th, March 15th, March 17th, April 16th, April 24th, April 25th, April 30th, and then today's. Among other requests, respondent had asked that the court vacate an outstanding arrest warrant issued by the Patterson Municipal Court, which he asserts is illegal. The court cannot act on that request, and respondent has been so informed. Under the circumstances, the court determined it would not be appropriate to proceed with this order to show cause by telephone. We turn to you.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. As Your Honor just recited, the service is unquestionably proper in this matter. Mr. Cuppy has been well informed of this and has raised his objections to proceeding. However, we are here today. The Office of Attorney Ethics agrees with the majority recommendation of the Disciplinary Review Board that Mr. Cuppy be disbarred in light of the fact that he refuses to acknowledge the authority of this court, of the disciplinary system, the unrelenting and repeated attacks on nearly every person in which has crossed his path as it relates to this matter, and his continued practice of law while suspended and administratively ineligible, and his refusal to comply with the Office of Attorney Ethics. The only appropriate quantum of discipline in this matter is for him to be disbarred.
Questions, anyone? Thank you, Mr. Moriarty.
Thank you, Your Honor.